This is Steve Woodward teeing off. The World Health Organization wants us to know that it's ready for the next pandemic. Until then, the WHO advises that everyone needs to focus on planning for future hysteria. They call it pandemic preparedness. The WHO does its part by carrying out deliberate, invasive, electronic coverage of websites, social media, and other public sources. In plain English, warns investigative journalist Natalie Winters, the WHO is giving itself permission to listen to your posts, tweets, and conversations online under the guise of pandemic prevention. This isn't about viruses anymore. It's about information control. You might have missed the big announcement on October 13. WHO overlords rolled out the ominous Epidemic Intelligence from Open Sources system to boost global health security. This empowers the WHO, or so it thinks, to understand people's attitudes, knowledge, beliefs, and intentions. Not to signal undue paranoia, but isn't that behavioral surveillance? Next time we're locked down, the WHO will quickly tell us what we can't say because they'll already know what we think. See how that works? And whatever we're saying is certain to be muzzled by masks. Again, I'm Steve Woodward, perpetually teed off.